love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband still seeking reconciliation with the woman he loves, he's committed to, and he's bound to, because marriage begins with sex and ends with death. You may have heard me say that before. I've actually had some more dialogues on that, and yeah, it's easy to back it up. One of the things I've worked on lately is, you know, you hear a lot of people say that the Bible is not a book of science, and found ways where I can demonstrate the Bible is science. But, you know, it's fascinating because I did a little dialogue on that this weekend, and it's delightful. But one of the other things that's happening is a number of people I know or work with or so forth have been also panicked about the dreaded COVID-19 and are so very concerned and apparently have been doing things to isolate themselves. Now some of them are getting sick. One gentleman said he was getting sick today, and he said he has been wearing masks and washing his hands frequently. But I'm sorry, the technical term for that is stupid. I also had a dialogue with David Tulis, and he is basically single-handedly going through legal means, appealing to the court to demonstrate that the governor here in Tennessee has no right, and of course, and local state mayors and whatnot have no right, no authority. The executive branch has no authority to do the lockdowns because they don't have a law to back that up, and it has to go through the legislature first. And apparently, that hasn't happened, in any state. But he's pursuing that vigorously, and we had a dialogue on that, which was encouraging. But there's a difference, you see. When I deal with people who are living in fear, and my concern is what's happening with my family. Do they live in fear? Have they done the isolation thing? Are they wearing masks? Are they washing their hands 48 times a day? Are they disinfecting everything? Are you living in fear? Again, it's the fundamental issue. You're listening to authorities who have lied to you all your life, and you're trusting them now. It's foolishness. There is absolutely, you have 100 years worth of tests, studies, randomized controlled studies that have been done to demonstrate masks have no benefit to the wearer or the people around you, and do potentially cause harm. And that the evidence for the harm apparently is growing because so many people are doing it, especially the cloth masks. One of the best examples I've heard is using a cloth mask is trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence. It's not very effective. But then of course the example I use, if you wear a mask, burp, have a smelly burp, and if somebody can smell it, your mask is useless. And of course the other way you can demonstrate that is have rectal emissions, and you're going through multiple layers of clothing, and if you have a noticeable aroma, others will notice. Masks are useless. It is a placebo. And of course, the analogy that I continue to think of, it is like the armband that was worn in order to say, I'm part of the group, in the 1920s and 30s, when my mom was growing up in Germany, and 40s. The Nazi armband. It's the same thing. You're trying to demonstrate, I'm part of the group. I'm submissive to the state. It's foolishness. I'm still doing basically a marathon a week. I was a little shy last week. I only think I did 18 miles, so I was really shy last week. And my pace is ridiculous. I did my Publix trip. Usually it takes me about 2 hours. It was comfortably under 2 hours last time. It's just ridiculous. you know, I'm in good health. And I'm now doing 512 jumping jacks every day. I'm healthy. So I want to make that clear. I'm healthy. I live a very healthy life because of what I eat, because I go out and get the sun, because I get some exercise. And I go see people, and I do things like shake hands. Scary, aren't I? But I'm sure there are people living in fear. I have no doubt a lot of people I know, my family, sort of know, are using masks and living in fear. If anyone gets into a situation where things are collapsing around them, as I've said to my kids basically all their lives, my home is your home. I will never cast you out. Remember, I didn't abandon anyone. I was abandoned. So if there's anybody with a need, if there's anybody, you know, I live in a very sparse life. A lot of my furniture is basically cardboard boxes. But I have room. I eat well. And I do a lot of walking. If you want to join me, anyone's invited. My home is your home. I will never cast you out. Something you may have heard of in the past, and I'm saying it again now. Because when I made that commitment, it was a commitment, like my commitment to my wife. Which, you know, again, as I point out, I did argue again with I attempted to interact with yet another pastor about marriage begins with sex and ends with death, and the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. And I actually had a dialogue on both of those this weekend, and I'm sorry. He didn't show up to the table. Because the institutional church is a fraud, and if you challenge the institutional church, just like you challenge the veracity of masks, I mean, there are protests happening throughout the world, you know, which is not the thing I would do. And there are massive numbers of doctors, you know, who were trained in this, and saying, this is stupid. This is really stupid. And they're silenced. Just like, who else is silenced? Oh, yeah, me. Because proclaiming obedience to Christ is going to scare the living daylights out of the institutional church. My lady and my family, I love you.